Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, in the Scriptures to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 1 Thessalonians 4. We've been on a subject for some weeks now, and this has been our text. He said in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9, he says, as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Said out loud, taught of God to love one another. He said, indeed, you do it. Do what? You love one another. Toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. He said, you're already doing it, but increase and do it more. Do what more? Love one another. Now, love is one of the most misunderstood, abused, misused words that there is. And virtually all Christians know love's important. You're supposed to love one another. But many would be hard-pressed to define how to do that. And it's just a theory and an ideal that if you were a good Christian, you would aspire to and do. But nobody's perfect, and we all fall short, and da-da-da-da-da-da, excuses why we're not doing it. And a lot of what is preached in churches is just condemnation. You know you're supposed to love. You better love. You need to quit doing that and love. Love. You're supposed to love. You're supposed to walk in love. Love. And people will go, that's right. That's right. And we ain't doing it. And that's right. And feel bad and leave and not change. Say it out loud. Condemnation. Doesn't work. Feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling ashamed simply doesn't work. God's not impressed with how bad you feel about something. And did you know feeling bad about something isn't repentance? You can feel terrible. You can despise yourself for your shortcomings and failures and not repent. You can cry half a day about it and not repent. God's not interested in all that. He wants you to repent. What does repent mean?
Change.
Repent means turn from something to something. You quit doing that, start doing this. And condemnation will not help you change. You're not condemned into doing better. You're inspired. You're encouraged. If you've been weak and you keep falling and you keep failing, what needs to happen? You don't need to get more sorrowful, because the joy of the Lord, your strength, so the depression and sorrow would be your weakness. The more sorrowful you are, the weaker you are, the further from doing it you are. Got to be encouraged. Got to get stronger. Somebody said, well, if you know a family member or if you know a friend, they just keep falling in the same area. They just keep messing up in the same place over and over and over again. And afterwards, or the next morning or whatever, they just feel terrible and they're crying and they're ashamed. What do they need? They need to get stronger in their spirit so they quit yielding to the flesh. What's going to help them to get stronger? Not condemnation. They already feel bad. If feeling bad would help them do it, it would have changed a long time ago. Because they've been feeling bad. Feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling ashamed puts you no closer to fixing it. The Word does not condemn. The Spirit of God does not condemn. Sometimes you hear people say, boy, the Spirit of God really condemned me about that in the service this morning. That is incorrect. No, He didn't. He convicts. Someone says, well, the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. Convict is a form of the word convince. He will convince you of what is right and what is true and what is good. Now, if you fall short of that, when you see in the light of what is true and right that you have fallen short, then 1 John talks about your own spirit condemning you. That's you. Your own heart condemning you. Not God's not condemning you. Your own heart is. But I've found that even when your own heart condemns you, He will encourage you. He will encourage you. So, in looking at this, I'm actually getting ahead of myself a little bit. But He said that God is teaching us how to love. And in Him revealing this to us, we see practical ways to put into practice the keeping of the commandment. What is the commandment? John 13, 34, 35. Let me remind you of it. John 13, 34 and 35. He said, a new commandment I give to you. That you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. John 15. He said in verse 12, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Can you do it? Do you know how to do it? Well, God is teaching us how to do it. Say it out loud again. God is personally teaching me how to love. I am taught of God how to keep the love command. Hallelujah. Are we encouraged by it? We should be. Luke 6, would you turn there please this morning. We've looked at a number of things. How to keep the love command. We saw love prefers. We saw love does no harm. We saw that love covers, doesn't remember and remind of sin and failure. We saw love takes care of. Love edifies. Love gives. Love seeks another's good. And we saw last week, love rejoices. That actually, walking in love is the key to you being full of joy. And that if we really did rejoice over each other's victories and good, we'd always be rejoicing because somebody's always got something going on. Amen. Right? And maybe you didn't have that much going on today, but they do. And if you rejoice with them over their victory, and then they rejoice with you over your victory, what does that mean? We're rejoicing all the time. And the joy of the Lord's our strength means we're strong all the time. God's so smart. Ooh, He's so smart. That's why He made this a command, not a suggestion. Because if we'd do it, we'd treat each other right. We wouldn't hurt anybody. We'd stay full of joy. Huh? Is He smart or what? Oh, He's smart. Question is, are we smart? Because if we are, we'll do this. Luke, the 6th chapter. Let's look at another way, another area of how to keep the commandment of love. Luke 6. Are you believing with me this morning? Don't just sit back and let me pull the train by myself. You put your shoulder into this with me, your faith shoulder. Right? Believe with me. Luke 6 and 27. Jesus is talking. He said, I say to you which hear, love your enemies. Do what? Love. Is Jesus talking about love here? Yes. Should we pay attention? Yes. How many believe this morning God Himself can personally teach you some more about how to love. Are you ready?
Yes.
Then let's focus. Let's pay attention. Jesus is talking. Love your enemies. Can you do that?
Yes.
What would an enemy be? It's somebody that don't like you. I know it's hard to fathom. As wonderful as you are. But that somebody actually does not like you, don't want to be around you, actually wants to hurt you, has tried to hurt you, maybe has hurt you and caused you problems in the past. This is somebody that's an enemy to you. And what did he say?
Love them.
Now immediately, you hit a problem with a lot of folks when you start talking about this, because they think, how can I love them? When somebody does stuff like that to you, it doesn't make you want to love them. Well, see, you hadn't been coming to the services and listening, or you'd know that that doesn't have much to do with it. Love is not a feeling. Love is a person. And love is a command. And you don't have to have any kind of warm and fuzzy feelings towards somebody to love them. Thank you for those two nods and those three amens. A little bit weak. See, people all over the world, Christians included, think love is a feeling. And if I don't have this feeling towards you, then I can't help how I feel. That's a lie also. That's not true. Don't say that again. I can't help how I feel. That's a lie. Your feelings are results. Your feelings are fruit. Your feelings are the result of what you've let yourself think about and talk about. Have you noticed it? Be honest with yourself. You know, the more you think about something and the more you talk about something, the stronger you feel about it. Well, what if you quit talking and thinking about that and started talking and thinking about something else? Well, your feelings are going to change. Don't say I can't help how I feel. Because you and I are the ones who choose what we allow ourselves to think on and talk about. But if the Lord commanded you to love somebody, you can do it by faith, even if they don't care for you, even if they've hurt you or tried to hurt you, it's an act of your will. It's a decision to obey the command. It's an order from the head of the church.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Shows Mercy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106I. That's R1106I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.